empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. This is Samantha Lee Wright, your host of the Essential Oil Revolution. Thanks so much for being here. Today is our second episode where we are going to talk to a fitness guru. That's who I like to call her. She's a personal trainer. She's a police officer. And she's really just this like oily fitness wellness goddess who you are going to love. Her name is Amanda Mashinter, and we'll get to her interview shortly. I quickly just wanted to let you all know that today's episode has so much information in it that I asked Amanda to type up some notes for us that we can put on the show notes page. So while you're listening, don't worry if you don't have a pen and paper in front of you. She's going to lay out her oily routine, the supplements, everything that she uses throughout the day, and those will be available on the show notes page. Also, if you're not already familiar with Young Living and the products, especially the Ningxia products, you might want to go back and listen to episode 24 first. She mentions Ningxia Red in this episode, but we don't really explain what it is. So if you want to learn more about that, episode 24, it's a great one. So I can't wait for you to hear from Amanda. We talk a lot about fitness and wellness in general, non-toxic lifestyle, but we also talk about fun things like sprouting and pH balance and the importance of keeping an alkaline balance in your body. So much great information. So let's get to the interview. But first, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe is called Smells Like Roses, and it comes from Kelda Smith, who says her favorite diffuser blend is 4 drops tea tree with 1 drop Lang Lang. Smells like roses. Thanks so much for that recipe, Kelda. We love to hear your recipes and add them to our DIY dugout. You can always email us with your favorite recipe at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Hey, everyone. I'm here with Amanda Mashinter, who is a personal trainer, fitness guru, oily addict extraordinaire. Super excited to have her on the show with us today. How are you doing, Amanda?
Great, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today. So tell us how you got started with essential oils.
Well, my journey actually started 2 and a bit years ago, unofficially, because my starter kit sat in a box for about 6 months because I was the biggest skeptic there is on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so my mom continued to ask me, oh, you know, have you ripped open your starter kit yet? And I continued to say, oh, no, I'll find it one day and dig it out. Until one day, actually, one of my uplines now contacted me and said, hey, I hear you've been involved with something. Like, I am a police officer as well. And I hear you've been involved in something quite traumatic. And this really helped me. And it was the Freedom and Sleep Kit. So I kind of had a little bit of a different respect for him. And he understood what I've been through. So I started using this Freedom and Sleep Kit before I even opened my kit, which helped me tremendously dealing with that. And from that point forward, it was, okay, there's something behind these. I'm going to open the starter kit because they also smell awesome. And from there, my journey started.
That's awesome. I mean, not the traumatic experience, but the how at least it led you to be more open to the oils and give it a try. Because that's sometimes all it takes is that one experience and then people can go, oh, okay, there's some to this.
Yeah. And not really knowing a whole lot about them at the time and him telling me his experience and being a little bit more open to it just because we could relate on that level was pretty cool. And from that point forward, I wanted to do more research, wanted to know more about them, started visiting the farms. Then I got into convention. And next thing I know, I have this, congratulations, you're a gold. And I'm like, what does that mean? So it's awesome. It's, they're truly powerful when you, even if you don't believe in them, they will work.
Yeah, right. It's so true. fitness is a very important part of your life. So I want to know what, well, first, I guess, how did that journey start for you? You know, when was the day or the moment that you said, you know, this is a huge part of my lifestyle? And also, what motivates you to keep working at it? Where do you get that motivation from?
For me, the motivation comes from, I got to chase the bad guys down, right? And I can't let them win.
Right.
So that's like, first and foremost, like, you're not going to outrun me. No way, buddy. We're in a foot chase. I'm winning.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you feel like competitive too with like the other police officers as well? Like who's like the strongest and the fastest?
No. There's a lot of them that don't really care about themselves and let themselves go. That's never been for me. I don't compete with other people. I compete within myself. And I think that's really important for other people to not compare themselves. And because as soon as we do, we go into a bad headspace. So it really is, you need to make sure that first and foremost, you only compare and compete with yourself. So for me, it was always, I want to better myself. I want to challenge myself. What really motivates me is how good I feel waking up in the morning, knowing how I'm going to feel after my run and after my weights and, or after my swim or bike or whatever I'm doing, knowing that feeling and feeling strong and feeling confident and knowing that if I'm faced with something where I physically need to be ready, I am. And, you know, soon I want to have, you know, a family one day and being able to keep with the kids and, you know, just being able to walk around healthy and not having that worry about, can I lift all those groceries? Or if something happens where I need, like I said, physically need to be ready, can I do it? I put in long, long days and it really helps me along with, you know, my oils and supplements. It really helps me get through the whole day. So without the workout, I mean, workouts with increasing the oxygen and the blood flow. I mean, I really think that I would be on a very different level physically, exhausted because I'm putting in long, long days and I still feel great every day. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. You have your odd day, but I really do feel great. And being a motivation for other people. I love when people come up to me and be like, hey, I'd love to know what you do. Because I really walk the walk and talk the talk where I'll talk it. And yeah, like I live that lifestyle. And being able to help people and seeing what it does for them and how I can motivate others motivates me.
Mm-hmm. Being a leader, it really is motivational. So yeah, if someone out there is struggling with that motivation, find someone who looks up to you and use that as a motivator. Be a leader to live the type of life that you would want them to live. Love it. So yeah, we've already talked about this a bit, but is there anything else you want to say about what are some of those barriers that people experience then that prevent them from being their healthiest selves?
I find a lot of excuses. You're going to get a lot of, and that's all they are. And I outright call my clients out. It's horrible. Everyone's gonna be like, don't ever train with her. But I really do. I'm like, that's an excuse. Like hit me again with something else. Cause you've just given me about five excuses. And when they realize their excuses, they're able to make a shift. Lack of time. Well, you know what? We all have 24 hours in the day. What makes this person who has the same job, does the same thing as you, what makes them different? So I like to sit down with them. Let's monitor your time. Let's see what exactly you do every minute. And I will bet you we can find even four times a week, you have 30 to 45 minutes. I will guarantee you we will find that time. And let's schedule that in. Because when you don't schedule that in, it's easy to find something else to do. But if it's written in your book, like a meeting is written in your book, you're going to do it. You're going to be there for your meeting. You're going to be there for your workout. So it's just finding that time. Let's look at your time. Let's look at your schedule. Let's put it in and now make you a priority. Too often we don't make us a priority. We make everybody else in our world, our jobs, our spouses, our kids, everything else is a priority, but then we forget about ourselves. But we can't take care of our other people if we're not taking care of ourselves. It's going to catch up to us sometime. So it's so important to make sure that we still are a priority. 30 to 45 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week to start, like, get it in. It's so easy to. And make it fun. If it's a chore, you're not going to enjoy it. So find something that you like to do. So it's a lack of motivation and or energy. So plan ahead, right? So have it in there, join a group, join a run club, join fitness classes, hook up with a buddy so you have an accountability partner. find what it is that works for you. Because if it, like I said, it's that chore where you hate doing it every time, you're not going to be successful. So if you, you know, have someone you'd be accountable to, and let's today do the park. Let's find exercises to do in the park. Let's do a track one today. Let's go, you know, go do a spin class or whatever it is that motivates you and you enjoy doing, go do that, because that's going to work for you. And then you can grow on that. Also, lack of knowledge. I think too many people, it's intimidating to go to a gym. They don't know what to do when they go to a gym, or even at home. They have stuff at home. Like, I could do a full workout with no equipment, just in the middle of a floor. But it's, again, having that knowledge. And I think people are too afraid to step out of their comfort zone, too afraid to ask, or like I said, just they don't know where to start. And so when they reach out, they can reach out to a trainer. They can reach out. Even online has a lot of great stuff. But the first step is the hardest, and that's making a commitment.
Absolutely. I love your energy. And I love that you added in that part about education as well, because that, I think for me, that was a huge barrier of like, well, I want to start working out, but I don't really know how. Like, my husband got this fancy ass, sorry, I shouldn't curse on my own podcast, fancy weightlifting machine. And I was just so intimidated. I didn't know how to do it. And then, you know, I was finally like, hey, babe, like, show me how to do this properly, you know, and now I love it. It's like one of my favorite things to do. So I'm glad that you added that. Yeah. Like, online is such a great resource, and go to a gym, go to a personal trainer, don't let that be a barrier. And it's the same with the oils too. A lot of people never open up that starter kit because they don't have the education. They don't know how to use it. Don't let that be a barrier. It's no excuse in the internet age, right? There's so much information out there.
And you know what? There's a lot of conflicting information as
true,
well.
True.
And so
yeah.
Hard. Because they're like, well, where do I start? But you really do know when you talk to somebody if they know their stuff or not. Even when it comes to oils, like, well, you'll see so much stuff. But if you really do your research, you'll get the answers, in the sense of, even with the oils, like, well, where do I start? How do I know which ones to use? You know what? Ask yourself, can you go to a farm? What's the seed to seal? Where do they bottle their stuff from? What testing do they do? What testing machines do they have? When you start asking the right questions, so it's the same as training. When you start asking the right questions, you're going to get your answers and you'll feel so much better. You'll feel confident. You'll feel safe. And then you can proceed forward from there.
Absolutely. Love it. Love your energy. So I've heard you talk, we're going to switch topics now. I wanted to ask you, I've heard you talk a little bit before about pH balance in the body and the importance of that. What do you want to share with us today about that?
So it can be quite complex on how it all works with the pH and being alkaline. So your stomach is very acidic. So if you have a pH that's actually below, so 3.5 or below, that's where you want, so it can break down your foods, right? Your urine also just changes depending on what you eat. So if you're eating crappy, if you're not staying hydrated, if you're going to notice it through your urine. So your body actually tells you a lot if you listen to it, or if you know how to listen to it. So when you have an alkaline body, you're going to have, your skin's going to be more elastic. You're going to have a better sleep, more restful sleep. You're going to have abundant, I think I have a very alkaline body, because you're going to have like abundant physical energy and be like super alkaline. You're going to suffer from fewer colds, coughs, headaches, flus, viruses. So all those illnesses and diseases and things that we fight off, you're going to be able to, your body's going to be able to fight it off easier, and you're not going to suffer like a lot of other people. When you have that pH balanced alkaline body, your digestion, it's going to be huge. You're going to have a great digestion. Let's be honest. If I were going to be really brutally honest, like, I am so regular, it's kind of freaky. So, you know, when you eat and you're going to the bathroom about, you know, 5 minutes after, you know, you got a good digestive system going on. So, you know, you're balanced. When arthritis, you're going to notice less people suffer from arthritis when they have that alkaline body. There's actually reduction proven of candida overgrowth. It doesn't support. So an alkaline body doesn't support osteoarthritis. It can increase mental activity, mental alertness. And I like this one. It's a legal natural high.
Being so, alkaline, I love that.
Me being a police officer, it's like a natural high, but it's legal. Like, who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah.
So like just there's so many, I could go on and on about like the benefits of it.
Of being alkaline. Yeah. So how many people are alkaline versus acidic, and how do you know what you are?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on also when you, well, for oils, if you drop an oil along your spine, so if you're performing a raindrop technique, like say, if the oil gets sucked right in super fast, like it's like you drop it and then you don't even see it. Usually that means the person has an alkaline body. If your urine is super, super, super bright, unless you're taking Super B, super bright, chances are you're dehydrated, you're not alkaline, there's something going on internally. So there's many different ways you can tell. But just for example, put an oil on you. If your body like sucks it in, chances are you're alkaline. If it stays there and you can rub it around, so you're probably off balance.
Okay. What about those like the strips that you can pee on that are really cheap to buy? Are those really reliable as well?
Yeah, you can totally. Yeah, you can do those. I know Young Living has a great, they have the alkaline capsules. I don't take them because I don't.
You don't need them. You're already alkaline. Yeah.
Alkaline. There it is. So I know there's that one, and there are the strips you can test, but there's different other ways, like the alkaline from Young Living, the lemon or lime in your water. Lemon's better. D-lemonine, there's more in the actual rind, which is cold pressed, which is our oil that we have, versus juice. So you're actually getting more benefit, and it's going to be more productive for you to have the oil versus juice.
Right, because I always think of like lemon juice as being very acidic. But yeah, the rind, which is where the oil comes from, is more alkaline, or is it just the process that happens in your body? It just helps your body become alkaline. Do you know?
Yeah. So the oil itself doesn't have that acid that the juice has, right? Because it is cold pressed from the rind. So it's very different. And the rind is where you're going to help with the alkaline of your body, right? So we want to maintain an equilibrium at a pH of, it's about 7.3, I think 7.36, 7.365 or 67 or something around there. So I just say 7 is where we want to have our equilibrium at our pH level, right? So that's a good slightly alkaline body. And it's good because if we're in a very acidic state, our body isn't going to break down stuff. We're going to get acid reflux. We're not going to be able to break things down. So yeah, so as some other ways that we can alkaline our body, greens and sprouts, fantastic. We don't eat enough of them.
Yeah.
I am a plant-based eater myself, personally. I love it. I have never felt better. Greens and sprouts are fantastic. I put them on, like sprouts on my salad all the time. And it's so easy to do your own sprouts as well. Even this one's kind of a little gross, but baking soda and water, that's going to help alkaline you. Coconuts and almonds, you want to eat portion-wise, you want to portion control those. But you want to have coconut and almonds. Other ways you can do it is exercise. Exercise is really going to help with that balance. It's going to flush things out and move things around, release certain hormones. Exercise is huge for so many reasons, but I'm just going to keep it at just exercise to alkaline your body. A high quality multivitamin. You're going to get, there's so many different ones you can get, but just get a high quality one. Make sure there's the proper things in it that you need. Plant-based diet is huge. It really is huge for that alkaline body.
Well, and you had mentioned, I don't want to cut you off, but you mentioned sprouts, which I thought was such a great tip. And I don't think we've ever had anyone on the show talk about sprouts or sprouting. And it really is super easy. So would you mind sharing that real quick to people, like how stupid easy it is to like grow your own sprouts and the benefits of that?
Yeah. So I love mung beans, but it really all it is you get a mason jar and you fill it with warm water, right? So I like filtered water, distilled water. You rinse your beans thoroughly. So whether it be a nut, seed, grain, whatever, or mung bean.
Right. You can sprout any seed, any type of seed,
any
right?
Seeds. Yeah. Any seed. You can do nuts, any nuts, seeds, grains, beans, anything you can sprout. So it's put in the mason jar and then you put this little, oh my goodness, I don't even know the term for it. It's like this little, where the sprouts come through.
Like a mesh screen, kind of.
Yeah, but is there a proper term for it? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Sometimes I use cheesecloth or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all you do is put a cap on top, put your beans there in the water in the bottom, and it comes through the cheesecloth or your little screen, and you have your sprouted grains, like your sprouts. It's so easy, and you just grab those off once they've sprouted, throw them on your salad.
Yeah. There you go. Boom. And it's super easy and affordable too. I mean, people always say that eating healthy is so expensive, but this is such a cheap solution for that, how to get your greens. And you can really disguise them. Yeah. Like you said, you can put, you know, hide them in a salad or even hide them in a smoothie or just eat them. They're really kind of tasty on their own.
I eat them all. Mung beans, I love eating them all.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
My own. And you can even dehydrate them. So if you dehydrate them in a dehydrator for, you know, anywhere from 12 to 24 hours, now you have them like dehydrated and they last so much longer even.
All right. So Amanda, we are back. I want to hear, what are your top first step tips for someone totally new to personal wellness?
First step is detoxing. Definitely. There's going to be a detoxing period. You need to put your body through a detox to get you ready. You want to really just try to detox from a lot of daily things that we're exposed to, even airborne. So there's so many ways you can go off on detoxing for days.
Yeah.
So I think about that as simple, just go through a detox, nourish your body, start doing the research of nourishing your body with what it needs. We are inundated with processed foods, with chemicals. So just start nourishing your body to perform. Mindfulness. Increase your level of awareness. We live in such a busy, busy, go, go, go world. We don't take time to stay in the present. We don't take time to be mindful. We don't take time to be aware. We don't even know what's going on in our bodies half the time. So you really want to try to spend some time doing some mindfulness, being aware, doing body scans, so that you can connect. So when you start living that healthy journey, that you can, if something happens, you're like, oh, this isn't comfortable, or I'm noticing this, and you can deal with it yourself rather than just ignoring it, because we bottle way too much. So when we continue to bottle, 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 we'll never feel things. So when we bring our attention and our awareness and are mindful, and now we're in the present moment, we're going to start being connected and feel and realize a lot more things going on that we ignore. Start off slow. Start off with, if you're new to essential oils, start off with maybe one or two, and slowly, if I were to tell you right now what my day, like, you're going to hear what my daily routine looks like, you're going to be so overwhelmed. So take a portion of it and what works for you. And when that becomes routine, then add more. Simplify it so that it just doesn't be overwhelmed. It's not overwhelming. So it's the same when someone comes to me for a workout and they're like, what do you want me to do on days off? If I say, well, I want you to do A, B, C, D, they're going to run the other direction and feel like it's way too much. So start off slow and then gradually increase when it becomes a part of your routine and your habit. Get proper sleep. If people, like, I'm telling you, I go to bed early. If I'm not working late, I'm in bed. I hear the kids. This is how early I go to bed. I hear the kids on my street playing street hockey, and I'm like, oh, I'm in bed. This is awful. But really, sleep is so important. Make sure you're getting into your REM sleep. Make sure that you are going to bed early. You're staying hydrated. You're getting the full, you know, some people don't need 8 hours. Me personally, I do. I need like 15. No, I don't actually. But really make sure that you're getting the good night's rest. Shut your phone off. Shut anything off, go to bed. For me, it's spending time in prayer and shutting everything off, not going on my phone, not like reaching out to everybody who's trying to get a hold of me. It's my phone's off, I'm done for the night. And this is now my time, and get that good sleep. Deal with anything that you need to deal with that's on your mind. Deal with it before you go to sleep so that you can have that restful night. And also education. It's key. I talked about it earlier for your knowledge, lack of knowledge. Educate yourself. It also really helps with your brain and keeping it active and keeping you alert and keeping you, you know, it's almost like a self-gratification when you continue to educate yourself. Maybe not even in an area that is your career, maybe something totally different, but just continue to educate yourself with something new so that you're always learning.
Well, and on that note, I mean, I loved one of the first steps that you talked about was detoxification. And I think that is a really scary concept for people that have never looked into doing a detox. And so you do have to educate yourself. So I wanted to ask you, I know that there's absolutely no one size fits all detox program that's going to work for everyone. That's because everyone's bodies are in such different points in times. But I was wondering if you had maybe a good resource you could point people to that wanted to learn more about how to detox themselves. My favorite, I don't know if you've read the book Inner Transformations, Using Essential Oils by the Deirdrefs. Have you seen that one, Amanda?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, it's amazing. So it's a book that explains how to do detoxification programs using essential oils and some other products as well. And it's got it for like all different seasons. And I don't know, I'm a big fan of detoxification programs as well, but I'm not really into the really harsh ones, you know? So I don't know, what's your opinion on that? And what's a good resource that people can start getting that education for that first step?
I'm also not a big fan of the hard detoxing. Our body puts our body through shock. Our bodies aren't meant for that. I'm very for gradually detoxing so that our bodies adapt and adjust as we go, not just a shock to the body, because then it's, for me, it's a disaster. It's, you're just you're asking for a disaster. So, because really you're going to start eliminating your gastrointestinal systems, right? So it shocks. It's like, if you take something out of your body, an organ, you're going to, your body has to adapt and adjust. So for example, my grandfather just had his kidney removed. So you've now removed something from your body. Your other organs have to figure out how to function and how to maintain and how to live without this kidney. It's the same thing when you put your body through that shock, it has to transform into this new way and it has to try to figure out how to work. And while all that's going on, you're now, whether you're not eating or whether you're throwing foreign things into your body, it's not natural for a body. So I'm such a believer in doing it naturally, and through actually still continuing living your lifestyle, but detoxing through eliminating certain foods, eliminate processed foods, start doing, you know, lemon vitality in your water every morning, start to detox that way. So the master cleanse, they have like, you know, the master cleanse is the cayenne pepper and the
lemon and maple syrup.
That one, I love it, but I don't agree with it just doing that with no food.
Right.
But that's another very gentle, natural one that is really good for cleansing. So if you add the Juva, all the Juva, the spice cleanse, Juva power, Juva tone, and then you do the maple syrup cleanse, it's awesome. You can also do juice ones. So if you juice, you can get still lots of awesome nutrients without compromising the body and malfunctioning. I'm going to go that way.
So you're not a fan of the fasting cleanses that have you fasting for a long time. Yeah.
No. And I'm a believer in intermittent fasting, but I'm not a believer with fasting for days.
All right. Well, great tips there. I want to learn more about your oily habits. So like, what oil, I know you said you don't have a favorite, but what are the oils that you find yourself using most often, let's say, and why?
Idaho Blue Spruce. If there's anyone who wants to spike that energy, that Idaho Blue Spruce, not to mention, we're not talking about in the bedroom here, spike your energy like for working out. We're talking apply that Idaho Blue Spruce inside of your ankle. Really good for first thing, raise your frequency. That vibrational frequency is where we want to be, right? We want to have a high frequency. For me, I'm a morning workout person. So whether it be super, super early in the morning or my sleeping day is about 7 o'clock, but usually it's I'm up and running, even done my run before then. I love Valor. Valor actually helps me lift my weights. So I put a drop of Valor on 5 minutes before, on my chest, 5 minutes before lifting. So five minutes before lifting on my chest clockwise. Again, here's where I take another shot of Ningxia 5 minutes before I lift. Again, this is all like before I lift, because these are all going to help with the contractions, with the recovery, with my endurance for my lifting. I also have a drop of Peppermint Vitality, and that one I do immediately before I lift. Because of the way peppermint is and the chemistry behind it, I do it like literally directly before I lift. And then I put a drop of Motivation. I apply it on my wrist and I apply it. So I hold that, I rub it, and then I hold it for 10 seconds. And then I put it in my hands and I inhale for about 30 seconds. And then a drop of Balsam Fir. I apply that with my peppermint prior to my workout, directly before, on my chest. And then energy. I love energy, the energy blend along my spine. So that's my kind of pre-workout regimen that I do. And then during my workout, I have my Amino Wise. So I'm drinking that. It's actually sitting right beside me right now because I just finished a workout.
Nice.
So I have my scoop of Amino Wise that I'm drinking throughout my workout. It's going to help with recovery, endurance. There's so many benefits of Amino Wise. In my water, I have, and make sure that we put our essential oils in either stainless steel or glass. Never, ever, ever put it in plastic. So I have my stainless steel water bottle. I put a drop of Sleek Essence, a drop of grapefruit, a drop of lime, and a drop of lemongrass. And recently I've been playing around with lemongrass and I've been doing a capsule with 4 or 5 drops. And then the other day I just happened to put 8 in, and I'm telling you, the energy it gave me was unreal. Like, you think I have a lot of energy now. It's wild. I was zinging and I'm like, oh, let's just go for another run. So that's what I do during my workout. Post-workout, I have protein directly after my workout. We have a 30-minute window to get that protein back into us, the amino acids and the building blocks that we need to help repair those muscles that we've just torn. A drop of Acate, I actually hold it under my tongue for 30 seconds. Idaho Blue Spruce, again, I apply that one at nighttime on the inside of my ankles, helps me for a restful night. I drop a stress away. I apply that one to my wrist and also behind my ears. And this is where, again, I'm taking another half a teaspoon of Sulfurzyme is after post-workout. And I also take two tabs of Super C before bed. So that's kind of my pre-post during workout routine that I do. And then in between there, I'm always using different ones, but those are directly related to my workouts.
Wow. My head just exploded a little bit.
I know. I told you, you have to break it down and see what works for you.
I know, exactly. No, but so I don't normally do this, but I'm wondering in this situation, I mean, you really have a regimen down and you have, I mean, I think it would be really beneficial if you're willing, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but would you be willing to type up like your, like what you just said, like a note timeline of what you use throughout the day, pre, during, post-workout, and could we put that on the show notes?
Oh my goodness. Totally. Yeah.
Great. Let's do that. Let's do that. Cause that's it's a place to start, right? If you can see what other people are using, how they're using these products in a real life situation and to go through and say like, well, what can I incorporate from this? But to have it all written out, I think that would be so helpful. So thank you for being willing to do that. And we'll put those up on the show notes for this episode, which everyone knows they can find at the website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Just search for the interview with Amanda. Well, great. Well, we will do that for sure. Now, Amanda, you have already answered that our first closing question that we like to ask all of our guests. But here's our second closing question, which is, what's one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
So I literally was lying in bed thinking of this, and I don't know that I can come up with one thing. I was like, okay, well, I think everybody should eliminate processed foods, but that's huge. That's not even one thing. That's a lot. And then I think everybody should eliminate the chemicals from their cleaning products. I'm like, but that's a lot. So I don't think I can narrow it down to one real thing. But I think if there's anything you can look into, it'd be A, the chemicals that you're exposed to daily, whether it be your toothpaste, whether it be your window cleaner, whether it be your floor cleaner, and ditch it all. So ditch and switch, I call. Ditch it all and replace it with one thing, is your thieves household cleaner. And really try to start looking into your processed foods and start getting whole foods. Start nourishing your body. So the processed and the chemicals are just huge. And I know those aren't two simple things, but they really are a key to great start and a key to a successful change in lifestyle.
They're huge and you're worth it, people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You are worth it.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Well, Amanda, this has been amazing. A little overwhelming, I have to admit, but amazing.
Oh, sorry. I tried to keep it simple.
No, it's great. It's great. I think I just want to say that and give other people permission to think that as well, because they might be like, oh my God, that's a lot of information. So I'm super excited to get your notes.
Really, as much as it's overwhelming, don't try to do it all at the start. Take what works for you. Like you said, take what works for you and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to start with this and slowly incorporate more into your life.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. That's what it's all about. So thank you. I know I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
It's overwhelming.
I love it, but it's transformational and it's motivational. Like you can just hear it in your voice. You're out there, you're doing it, you're walking the walk, you're motivating people and educating people. So thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you for coming on the show and sharing it with us here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, listeners, for being a part of this show with us. If you want to learn more about Amanda or reach out to her for questions or advice, you can contact her at her email account, which is fitweigh@hotmail.com. That's fitweigh@hotmail.com.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.